Stay vigilant, but most importantly, stay hopeful. And Tim, wherever you may be, just know that your friends, family, and everyone in King Falls is looking forward to your eventual and safe return.
Good evening, I'm Sammy Stevens, and you're listening to 660 on the AM dial. Welcome to King Falls AM. I'm here with Ben Arnold.
Again?
Yes, again, Ben, my producer slash co-host, emphasis on co-host. That voice we just heard from was Mayor Grisham, of course, speaking out about the recent disappearance of Tim Jensen.
If you or anyone you know has any information about Tim's disappearance, we urge you to reach out to the King Falls Sheriff Department.
Now, on a lighter note, we've got a big show tonight, folks. We've got an interview with Emily Potter, who will be telling us all about the grand reopening of the King Falls Library in just a few short days.
Plus a call from Dr. Arul later in the hour.
I can hear the excitement in your voice, Ben. You've got your Gunnin' for Network News underoos on today.
Any network but Channel 13, Sammy.
They can suck it.
Now, before we bring in the lovely Miss Potter, we're going to...
Is she lovely?
Well, I mean, I haven't met her, but I assume she's a lovely person, small town librarian and all.
Lovely personality? Gotcha.
It counts.
That's what they say.
So, okay, before we bring in Miss Potter.
Couldn't help but notice you didn't use any adjectives that time.
Ben, is there something on your mind?
Not at all. It's just that our old librarian, Mrs. Kilpatrick, was not what you'd call a lovely anything. Lady got her scholarship in war-torn Nazi Germany, so I'm a bit apprehensive to call anyone running the town book shack lovely. Can I just say, for the record, that Mrs. Kilpatrick used to place the Learn to Draw books in the reference section? If anything, there are self-help books, and if a kid wants to check one out, learn how to draw Droopy the damn dog, then maybe they should let him.
You're not wrong, Ben, but maybe...
I haven't told this to anyone ever, but when I was a kid, I was walking down the aisles, and I saw that old whisper Nazi put Mein Kampf in the children's section, and she...
Maybe we can ask Miss Potter her opinions on the King Falls Hitler Youth, as well as opening up the phone lines to you, dear listeners, right after this commercial break.
Hey, I'm Ernie. Maybe your car, your truck ain't running so good. Maybe you're thinking you need a new one. I'm here to tell you that ain't always the case. Maybe all you need is bring your car, your truck down to Ernie's Mufflers. Maybe you ask yourself, Ernie, whatever do you mean? What I mean is bring your car down to Ernie's Mufflers. We'll have a trained and or certified technician check out all your whoosies, your whatsies, and maybe get you and your car, your truck feeling good again.
Ernie's Mufflers. Come on down and ask about our King Falls AM discount.
Welcome back, folks, and thanks for tuning in to King Falls AM. Sitting in studio with us this evening is, can I say lovely now, Ben?
Stunning.
Is the lovely Miss Emily Potter. She's here to talk more about the town's library's grand reopening later this week. Is that correct?
It is, and thank you for having me on, Sammy and Ben. I've been listening to you every night.
Beautiful.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. Now, if you don't mind, catch me up to speed on why our fair town's library was closed in the first place.
Gorgeous.
Ben?
Hey, Sammy.
Well, the library was closed due to renovation. It's an older building. And
built by Francois Swindle, 1912. Largest brick-and-mortar structure in King Falls until 1918 when City Hall was built.
Oh my gosh, you are exactly right, Ben. So smart.
You know, I've driven past it. It is a magnificent building. So they're just replacing some older fixtures and what have you.
Oh no, the top floor of the library was set on fire.
I'm sorry, purposely? Who tries to burn down a library?
Unfortunately, that mystery is yet to be solved, but not for lack of trying. Sheriff Gunderson and Deputy Troy have been hard at work these past few months. Though I think the bigger problem was the disappearance of Mrs. Kilpatrick.
Wait a second. The library was set ablaze. The old librarian, Miss Kilpatrick...
God rest her soul.
...has disappeared. What is going on here? I mean, are there any leads, you know, other than Ben?
Ha! Good one, Sammy. What a kidder. I'm not sure why you'd say that at this time.
Two words. Book. Shack. But I mean, seriously, folks, how many people are missing in this town?
Emily, can I call you Emily?
Please do.
Can you tell the listeners anything that might help shed some light on these subjects?
Well, for weeks leading up to the fire, Mrs. Kilpatrick had been having visions.
Visions?
Yes, to the point where upper management had been talking about retirement. I don't know if we should be talking about this with the investigation ongoing and all.
I think...
Maybe it could help. Emily, your words, your magnificent words, could be our best last chance at saving dear Mrs. Kilpatrick.
You're right, Benny. The vision she had was by the checkout desk. At first, it was a shadowy figure carrying a book. Upon closer inspection, she realized it was actually President Lincoln, who she believed was trying to check out a book.
President Abraham Lincoln.
16th President of the United States. Jeez, Sammy, catch up, will you?
This went on every night at closing for close to a week, until the second vision appeared.
Go on.
She watched from the second floor as President Lincoln brought the book to the front desk.
Just by chance, what book does a deceased president of the United States try to check out?
12 Years a Slave, duh.
All right, too easy, Ben. How about How to Lose Friends and Alienate People?
I like it, but I think Lincoln is probably more of a who moves my cheese type.
Privacy and all, I couldn't say even if I wanted to.
Yes, Sammy. Privacy and all.
Of course, library patient privilege. Gotcha. So please continue, Miss Potter.
So she watched from afar, quietly putting away the periodicals. Then she felt a wind rush past her to the ledge. That's when she saw...
What did she see?
A vision of John Wilkes Booth, peering over the ledge, watching the president as he waited for a librarian that never came.
Fascinating.
Okay.
Oh, here comes Mr. Skeptic. He didn't believe in General Abilene. Let me guess, Sammy, you don't believe in presidents of the United States either? The Great Emancipator.
Oh, Ben, will you stop it? I'm just wary that a ghost of...
Vision.
Right, that a vision of President Lincoln and his assassin would be wandering the halls of King Falls Public Library. That's all.
I understand your reticence to believe in the vision, Sammy. I thought the same thing. But as I'm sure Ben can attest, Mrs. Kilpatrick wasn't one to...
If she said she saw it, she saw it.
So, she has visions. What does that have to do with the fire?
Well, Mrs. Kilpatrick actually lived in a small apartment in the library.
In the library? That might be creepier than the visions.
She complained to management about the noises, the visits. Apparently, there were arguments.
Arguments? Between Lincoln and Booth?
So they were keeping old Lady Kilpatrick awake at night.
And, you know, then Kilpatrick gets fed up. There's no Peter Venkman to call, so she does what she can do and sets the place on fire?
Well, I don't know if Mrs. Kilpatrick would have done that.
All due respect, oh, she would have.
I think it's cut and dry, actually. You know, maybe we should call Deputy Troy and solve this cold case.
Well, what do you think happened, Emily?
I have to assume that Booth did what he could to get to the president again. Unofficially, of course. God, we shouldn't even talk about this with the investigation and all.
Alrighty. Well, that said, we're going to open up the phone lines now. We're talking about the library opening back up later this week. After some difficulties, maybe you've got a question for Emily.
Maybe you've seen the visions in the library as well. We'd love to hear about that.
Or that, too. You heard our story. Now let's hear yours. 424-279-3858.
Or tweet us at King Falls AM. Line 12, wouldn't give a name.
You're on King Falls AM.
Yeah, I've got a question for Emily.
Hi.
So let's say that... My friend checked out a book last year and, due to the fire and the closing, wasn't able to return it on time. Are overdue charges being forgiven?
If you couldn't return it due to our renovation, then I'm sure we can overlook it.
Cool.
Thanks for the question.
Wait, I've got another question for Emily.
Oh, okay.
Are you seeing anybody?
Next caller. We've got line 4, Cynthia.
Hello, Cynthia. You're on the air.
From what I gathered in this interview, as well as the news report that Channel 13 ran...
You shouldn't listen to them, Cynthia.
Excuse me, Ben. Excuse me.
Cynthia.
From what I'm gathering, the library, if you want to call it that, is a despot of desolation. Arson? Check. 50 Shades of Grey? Check. Presidential assassins? Check.
Cynthia, I believe...
What are you, 12, and you're running the show? Could we at least get an adult to watch over that den of depravity?
Cynthia, I think we could probably argue that the worst of the library's problems are behind it.
This is a new chapter in its history. Did you see what I did there, Emily?
You're so funny.
Oh my God. Hose those two down, Sammy. It's unbearable.
Cynthia, did you have a question regarding the library?
Yes. My boys are 10 and 6. Does the revamped library have a kids' corner?
It most certainly does.
Are you overseeing it?
Yes, I am.
We've got line 8, Sammy.
King Falls AM.
Hey, King Falls. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Long time?
The station appreciates the patronage.
I don't listen to the station, really. I listen to you.
Oh.
Okay.
Yikes. Try 14, Sammy.
Good evening. Welcome to the show.
I saw the president.
Oh, another sighting.
Ma'am, are we talking about President Lincoln at King Falls Library or President Obama on Fox News type of thing?
Lincoln.
Oh!
Mrs. Kilpatrick?
I saw him.
Well, terrific. I mean, I didn't need to sleep tonight anyways. It's fine.
One more before commercial. We've got Greg, line one.
Greg, do you have a question for us?
Yes, this question is for Emily. If a man, such as my friend, wanted to court you, would you be available?
Pay some bills, Sammy.
Emily, thank you so much for being here with us tonight and enlightening us with the tales of the library.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I just want all the listeners to know that while we can't wish the visions away, they more than likely will stay away from us in crowds. So please come join me for the reopening ceremonies this Thursday at 10 a.m.
I will be there.
You're a sweetheart, Vinny. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Anytime, Emily.
She's gone, Benny.
Ben.
Oh, so only Emily can call you Benny.
She didn't call me Benny. You're ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Look, I get it. I mean, she's a very attractive girl, and you guys hit it off.
We did, didn't we?
But really, she called you Ben.
Don't.
That's the Ben we know and love, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Now, after this quick message from our sponsors, we're going to be back, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Raul from the King Falls Chiropractic Center and getting daily tips to keep our backs on the straight and narrow. And I'm sure Ben will be just as flirtatious with the good doctor.
Is he lovely, too?
King Falls AM is a production of the Make Believe Picture Company. For credits, as well as more information about King Falls AM, you can find us on Twitter at King Falls AM, on Facebook, and at kingfallsam.com. Thanks for listening to 660 on the radio dial.